What do an office worker in Madrid, a mine inspector in Poland, and a bicycle courier from Amsterdam working for a delivery platform have in common? For all these professions, digital devices and modern technologies make a big difference. They all benefit from these things. They help them in their work. They warn the inspectors of dangers. And they allow the couriers to navigate through cities using GPS. But they are not just an aid. They also have a major impact on health and safety in the workplace, in both positive and negative ways. In this episode of WeWork Europe, we'll find out how we can make the most of digital technologies when it comes to health and safety in the workplace by simultaneously minimising their risks. WeWork Europe, the podcast of the European Centre for Workers' Questions.
Work has become more dense, and this is no doubt, all studies show this. Is this a question that we can vote for it and say, do we like it, do we not like it? No, it's a fact. So the question is, how can we also leverage all the advantages that it has and focus on this one?
This is Natalie Lotzmann. She is Chief Medical Officer and is also responsible for global health and well-being management at Europe's largest software company, SAP. With more than 110,000 employees around the world, SAP offers jobs for highly qualified workers in the tech environment, which usually means dense and complex tasks involving a lot of screen time. Together with her team, Natalie wants to promote occupational safety, health, and the general well-being of all employees. According to Natalie, SAP is doing a good job in this regard.
Generally speaking, we collect feedback on all the things that we do, and the general satisfaction is 94%. And this is because we do have a long history in providing services, and we always listen to the people for feedback so that we can really tailor it to their needs, what we offer.
These include measures such as a mental health initiative with a newsletter and events, or the SharePoint Mental Health at Work, where employees can find numerous resources, as well as ways to contact mental health professionals. There is also the Employee Assistance Programme, the SAP Health Navigator, and more.
We know that much more important than the ergonomic setup for a workstation, for instance, is how the person feels with his or her work. So it's about the culture. It's about the trust in the organization, with the team, with the supervisor. It's about, does the person feel overwhelmed or well-equipped with skills and competencies? Is there enough guidance and orientation? Is there clarity around the task, etc., etc.? So we do measure this.
SAP, like ESA, has been an official campaign partner of the European Agency for Safety and Health at Work, EU-OSHA, for many years, sharing best practices and ideas on employee health and safety. And the software giant seems to be exactly the right partner for the agency's current campaign, Safe and Healthy Work in the Digital Age. The EU-OSHA, based in Bilbao, Spain, aims to raise awareness of the risks and opportunities of digital devices from the so-called OSH perspective. OSH stands for Occupational Safety and Health. William Coburn, Executive Director of EU-OSHA, points out,
I think we need to recognise that digitalisation in the form of computers have been in the workplace and the home since the mid-80s. But what we're seeing now is a really rapid increase in the prevalence of digital technology and a real increase in the breadth of applications, and therefore the impact that it's having on our work and the impact by extension that has on our working conditions and on occupational safety and health risks.
Through this network, the agency aims to put as many measures into place as possible. Companies like SAP welcome these ideas and adapt them to their specific needs. More than 4 years of intensive research led to the recommendations EU OSHA published in 2023. According to data, the campaign is more relevant than ever, as digital technologies don't tend to be very well thought of by workers. 1 in 3 workers feels controlled or supervised by technology, and almost 40% feel excessively monitored by their employers. Many workers report that technology makes work too dense. All of this leads to the fact that today, psychosocial factors are the most frequent cause of work absences, coming hand in hand with depression or burnout. Some companies have already addressed this issue, while many others still haven't. Maurizio Cortarelli is senior researcher at EU OSHA.
Another problem quite common, is the isolation of the worker. So with technologies, we tend to work more in isolation. Work is carried out far, sometimes from colleagues and managers. The worker cannot rely on peers or on management for support or for help.
However, according to the data, there is also huge potential for improving safety and health at work.
Let's think of a mine or a construction site. They can monitor the work environments to make sure, for example, they are free from toxic substances or there are gases or strong noises. They can be used, let's think of sensors or other wearables that can track vitals such as heart rate, blood pressure. So identify, for example, if there is an issue with stress or burnout. They can even measure the tone of voice of a worker to identify tension in the voice.
And apart from that, it can also help to promote the inclusion of employees with disabilities. Patricia O'Callaghan is in charge of global health, safety and well-being at SAP. She has some best practice examples for that.
Some positive developments at SAP that we're already rolling out would be the use of eye tracking technology through a partnership with a local startup company in Germany. So this platform supports employees who may not be physically able to use a mouse or a keyboard as an example. So this is a nice program that's really coming under the current campaign focused topic digital platform work.
But they have also addressed factors such as the acoustics of offices.
Another example that we have, again, around the inclusion of differently abled employees in SAP is looking at the acoustics in our office. So can be proving challenging for people on the autism spectrum, for hearing impaired people. So there's lots of retrofittings going on with assistive technology such as microphones, transmitters, and also assistive listening devices. And these can support colleagues with hearing impairments as well.
All the examples Patricia has given show that digital technology can be beneficial for many reasons. All companies that are still looking for the right way to ensure health and safety in the workplace with the help of digital technology can follow one golden rule. Think first about the people who are going to use it. William Coburn, Executive Director of EU OSHA.
So if we can get the key principles related to the effective management of risks associated with digitalisation understood and put into practice, then that is success for us. In practice, that means that employers are, and not only employers, but employers and designers of such technology and those who are responsible for implementing it in workplaces put the human at the centre. So they always have the technology adapted to the needs of the worker and not requiring the worker to adapt themselves to the technology.
What does this look like in practice? Let's go back to the data that led to the campaign. As mentioned earlier, many workers say they feel monitored by technology. And there is an easy way to adopt a human-centred approach in this regard, says Natalie Lotzmann from SAP. Don't surveil your workforce.
I can only tell for us that we don't track these things. It would not help at all, by the way. It would not add any value to do this. Because the definition of a healthy culture is that the core of it is trust. And this is not being surveyed. It's about understanding the needs And it's about having a very, very positive attitude towards humans. Everyone wants to contribute. Everyone is generally motivated. You just need to find out things that may be demotivating, and empowering and enabling leaders to act in a very listening and mindful way.
The EU OSHA campaign, in which SAP and ESA are official partners, will continue until 2025. It includes several focus areas, including remote and hybrid work and smart digital systems. We've included the relevant links in the show notes so that you can get a better idea of the campaign. And of course, we recommend that you utilise the campaign materials in your own company. There is also a detailed article in the current edition of the ESA magazine. In the next season of We Work Europe, we will talk about a more specific topic that is also part of the campaign, platform work. How are platforms shaping the world of work? How precarious is the work? And what does platform work mean for delivery drivers, click workers, or people performing other tasks? So, stay tuned. If you like We Work Europe, do give us a 5-star rating and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you have any interesting topics or feedback for us, just contact ESA@ESA.org. We Work Europe is the podcast from ESA, the European Centre for Workers' Questions, which receives financial support from the European Union. This podcast was narrated by me, Rebecca Sharp. Script and production by Escucha, Audio Identity.